let's talk about the work of my next guest. Prinz Honor winning award author K.L. Goings' experiences working with at-risk youth in New Orleans prompted her new middle grade novel, Pieces of Why, to come to fruition. That is the topic of our conversation. Tagline, singing was the answer until the question changed. This timely story that addresses grief, healing, and forgiveness. Let's talk about it. Glad you are here, K.L.
Having me.
Yeah, you doing good things. I know beginning your career working at one of the oldest literary agencies in NYC and award-winning author and more, and continuing to write books for kids of all ages, because it sounds like this is truly where your passion is.
Yes, it is, definitely.
Pieces of Why, full of humanity, this timely story. Can you introduce us to the storyline?
Sure. First of all, I'll say for the radio listeners that Pieces of Why, the Why is spelled W-H-Y. So the book is primarily about asking the question of why do bad things happen, and specifically dealing with violence in our society and why does violence happen, and trying to deal with these questions on a level that kids can understand. So the story is about a young girl who is a very talented gospel singer, and she's growing up in a rough neighborhood in New Orleans, and she learns that her father is in prison for murder. And so she kind of has to come to terms with what he's done. And there's an inciting incident in the book that is a baby is killed. And so the whole community is sort of grieving some violence that's happened to them. And she's really trying to come to terms with where she fits and how does she deal with that.
The work that we discussed, Pieces of Why, with Tia as your lead, how much of this is... fiction versus nonfiction?
This is actually probably my most autobiographical book. The incident that happens to Tia, which starts the book, where she overhears a carjacking in which the baby is killed, is something that actually did happen to me when I was in New Orleans. And it was something that I feel like a lot of times we don't deal well with the way that violence affects those who are not directly related but are tangentially related. And children are often in that category. They see things on the news. They see things that happen in their community and that may or may not directly happen to them, but that doesn't mean that the violence that they are witness to doesn't have a lot of ripple effects and a lot of repercussions. So it does come from a real-life incident, and I drew from a lot of the setting and those kinds of things. I drew from my time, obviously, living in New Orleans.
Bet. K.L. Goings with us, Pieces of Why, that is W-H-Y, her novel I hold in paperback. Can you talk to me a little bit more about this description that it does address grief, healing, and forgiveness? Tell me a little bit about the forgiveness part.
Yeah, I felt like forgiveness was a really important part of the book. I think that any time that you're dealing with tough subjects for a young audience, that it's really, really important to leave them with a sense of hope, and forgiveness is a big part of that. Obviously, the subject matter is tough, but I don't want the book to be dark. I didn't want it to be, you know, a depressing read. I hope that that ultimately it's a very uplifting read. For young readers and adults who would read the book. So forgiveness is a big part of that, and I think that it's a big part of something that we need to, you know, address in our society. Obviously, there's a lot of violence that happens in society that, you know, I think kids are witness to more than we think they are. I have a six-year-old son, and I'm amazed. There are televisions everywhere nowadays, and you know, I take him out to get ice cream, and there's a big screen TV, and nine times out of ten, it's playing the news, and there's something, you know, on there. And so as I begin to talk to my son as he gets a little older about this, I know that we will want to be talking about the why of, like, pieces of why. Why does it happen? But also talking about how do we deal with it, and forgiveness is a big part of that.
And again, what was it like digging back into your personal memories? Was it an experience for you to present this work?
Yeah, absolutely. It was both difficult in terms of looking at something that was a really difficult incident that happened in my life, but it was also really wonderful because I love New Orleans. I challenge anyone to live in that city and not fall in love with it. I mean, the colors and the sounds and the music. And so for me to be able to delve back into that and really bring to life a setting, and the music is a huge part of this book as well, and to be able to incorporate that was really actually really fun. That was a wonderful part of the writing process.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about singing, about the line, singing was the answer until the question changed.
Mm-hmm.
Tia
is a gospel singer, so she's a small person who has a really powerful voice. And it's interesting because the theme of voice and communication is a big part of the story. There's a lot of different characters who have kind of barriers to communicating. There's a young boy who stutters. There is a woman who doesn't speak English. There's a mom. Tia's mom is withdrawn and kind of removes herself. So there's every character, a lot of the main characters have barriers to communicating. And the way that Tia communicates with the world is through her music. And so when she begins to really have to deal with the realities of the violence that she's witnessed and that her dad has done, she kind of loses her connection to that music, and then she has to find it again.
And I guess coming full circle, what is your take-home message to? And you're looking at the middle school reader, perhaps, for this?
Yeah, I think the book is perfect for anywhere from 5th through 7th, although depending on the audience, I think it could be appropriate for younger children as well, especially if they're kids that are growing up in a rougher area. I think a lot of times the target audience for books does tend to be, the kids who are the typical middle-class kids, but in this case, my target audience for this book was definitely the kids who are children who have parents in prison. And there are 2.7 million children in the U.S. that have a parent in prison. That's according to the Children of Promise website. And Children of Promise is a wonderful organization that works with kids in Brooklyn, New York, and kids who have parents who are in prison. And I really had those kids in mind the whole time that I was writing the book. And my dream is to get a copy of the book into every one of those kids' hands, a signed copy, so that they know that there's a book out there that was written for them and that there is somebody out there who, you know, really had them in mind. They don't get to necessarily be the target audience for a lot of different books. And in this case, they absolutely were.
Right. Get to it ASAP.
Yeah.
Pieces of Why Bayou award-winning author K.L. Going. Tell us how to find out more information.
You can go to my website, and it's www.klgoing.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and also, of course, my publisher, Penguin Random House, has more information there as well.
Great. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.